on, ladies. Let's get quizzy.
Oh, I love my alarm goes off on a Thursday morning and I go, oh, yeah. Off we go. Oh, it's Girly Quiz Day. It's Girly Quiz Day. It's Girly Quiz Day. Once a week, myself, Ash, and at this point, the women of Dublin and beyond, we quiz our Dave and all things girly. He was away last week, hashtag cruise life, and his housemate, Ben, stood in for him. He did very well. He got the 3 out of 3, so I think it's fair to say that Dave is back with a bit of a vengeance this week.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm getting that 3 out of 3.
And I think the last Girly Quiz that you took on, you weren't happy with us at all.
I don't remember.
It was the one with the where we wanted you to name the female Olympians. I think.
That was weeks and weeks ago. But yeah,
we had quite a row.
Yeah, we had a bit of a row. So we're on for redemption this week. Three questions stand between Dave getting the win. He has to get all of them correct. He does have two lifelines. One is a simplify, a 50-50 option, and the other is a phone a female. And we have Debbie standing by.
Nice one, Debbie.
Just for getting involved. Debbie has bagged herself the Sculpted by Amy product bundle. You can meet the Sculpted by Amy expert makeup artists and find your perfect shade in their flagship store on Grafton Street. So that's nice, but hopefully it doesn't encourage Debbie from actually trying.
She has to stay on the line. That's the thing. If she doesn't stay on the line now, Debbie, you don't get the prize.
You hear that now, Debbie?
And just to say, the Girly Quiz, the nature of it is we cover all aspects of being female, in and out, if you know what I'm saying. So if there's little ears in the car, just keep your hand on the dial.
In and out is a very good way of describing
I'm going to use that next week.
Yeah, in and out is very good.
Top to toe, in and out.
All right, here we go. Question one, Emma.
Question number one on the Girly Quiz this week is, please describe gladiator sandals. Why do you always laugh at the first?
Because it's such a stupid question.
Why do you know it? Is it that easy that you're laughing?
Is it like Jesus sandals? Is it like the ones, like gladiator sandals? Like, they're brown.
Sorry, we put a lot of work into these questions. If you wouldn't mind not
sniggering at us,
ripping us out of it.
You ripped me out of it on the Girly Quiz.
You have it right.
I don't think I have it right because it's always something stupid like, oh, what's a hair bobbin? And I go, it's the thing that ties up your hair. And they go, no, you idiot, it's a toe ring. You know, it's different stuff like that that's so annoying.
Not an example, but I know what you're saying.
You're dirty today.
Your names for things are silly. Jesus sandals, I don't think, could be anything else other than sandals that are brown and ugly.
Gladiator sandals.
Not Jesus sandals. Gladiator sandals. Things that, like, they're sandals.
Describe them, though.
They're brown. They have a lot of gaps in them. People always say, don't wear them with socks because you look ridiculous.
Why have they got gaps?
For air. They're like, you might wear them on the beach.
But what's creating the gaps?
What do you mean? No, it's just like gaps, as in, like, there's holes in them. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like, it's like if I got my runners, like my Air Force Ones, right? And I just started cutting out little holes.
Oh, you think they're round gaps?
Yeah.
I'm just asking you. Okay.
They're just big. They're like, and you can put your toes are wriggly in them. You can see your toes in them. You can see your feet. Mainly, you can see your feet. It's just strapped around your feet.
That's straps.
Yes, yeah, straps.
Straps.
Straps. Straps. Was that a buzzword, was it? They are sandals with straps and holes. And you can see your toes.
Why do you think they're called gladiator sandals?
Because gladiators used to wear them back in the Roman Empire days.
Ash,
we gotta give it to him.
Yeah. You really went around the houses there.
I had to get all the buzzwords in, didn't I?
I knew you knew it, but I
was like,
to get
we
there.
Need the word strap here somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay,
well
very
done.
Good.
All right, 1 out of 1, let's move.
All right, question number 2, Dave. Get the London look was a catchphrase for what
Maybelline.
Famous makeup brand?
Maybe it's Maybelline. What?
Don't
do it again. Oh crap! No crap! Hold on, that's not my final answer.
I was like, you're thick, and then I thought you were.
Because obviously it's Maybelline.
Would be the Maybelline one.
Oh crap! That's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened on the Girly Quiz.
To say his face lit up and the confidence
that
was
so funny,
especially with the what. Okay, get the London look. I feel like it's Rimmel, but I could be wrong. The only ones I know, I think, are maybe it's Maybelline and
maybe it's
Rimmel.
Maybelline.
Maybe it's Maybelline. Get the London look.
Get the London look. Get the London look.
Maybe it's get the London look.
No, I, you know what, I'm going to ring Debbie. I think I don't have the confidence to go for it. I think it's Rimmel, but all I need is for Debbie to either say yes or no. Debbie, yes. Good morning.
Hiya ho, and you've got 30 seconds.
Good morning.
Morning, Debbie.
Good morning.
Get the London look. What brand is that?
Rimmel.
Is it Rimmel?
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Rimmel London.
Rimmel London. Get the London.
Did
look.
You have a good laugh there, Debbie?
Yeah, totally. Get the Maybelline. Maybe it's Maybelline.
Oh, God's sake. I'll never, never lift that down. I don't know why I even went with the what?
Oh, that was one of your nice.
Final answer, Rimmel.
Well done.
Yeah.
Light work there for you, Debbie, and you've got yourself that Sculpted by Amy product bundle. Enjoy.
Nice
well
one,
done,
Debbie.
Debs.
Appreciate
it. Fantastic. Thanks, guys.
Have a great day. Good luck.
Later. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, one more, and you got this. And you got a lifeline.
What? Can I just actually start off by saying I'm sorry about that? Just I want to
don't apologise, that was gold.
Wait till you see that video on our Instagram. It'll be up after
what?
The show at Official Spin.
Oh,
that's
so embarrassing.
Final round for Dave. Can you do it? Dave, if a woman needs to take an emergency contraceptive pill after a good night, why might she need a second in the same day?
Why would she meet this? Well, like, I don't know.
If a woman needs to take an emergency contraceptive pill after good night, why might she need to take a second in the same day?
She did it twice. It was a really good night.
Cost you a fortune.
Imagine going down to the council. How many times?
Yes,
three.
Seven.
There's three.
And once this morning.
Oh, God. Okay, I'm going to say in case it didn't work or maybe one of them. Yeah. You know me, I like to think out loud. I'm thinking maybe one of them is a placebo or something. I'm thinking. But that would be
just for the crack.
Yeah, that'd be really pointless. I would imagine.
Is it like a lucky dip? Yeah. Some of them work, some of them don't.
I would say the only logical answer, and you know me, I'm a very logical person.
You are.
Is that in case it didn't work? I don't think there's probably no bad things about taking two of them. Whereas if you only take one of them, maybe it wouldn't work.
You do have a simplify.
Yeah, I do. Let's simplify it.
All right, Ash, over to you, guys.
Did Ben use all two simplify two lifelines?
I think he did use all his lifelines.
He did, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, thank God for that.
Dave, if a woman needs to take an emergency contraceptive pill after a good night, why might she need a second in the same day? A, if she did the deed more than once. Or B, if she vomits within 2 hours of taking the...
That's so... Like, obviously, it's that one. It's B. It's if she vomits. But, like, you'd know that, wouldn't you? Like, you'd clear...
Well, you didn't.
No, but I'm...
Again, you went totally around the houses on that one.
Yeah. It's if you vomit.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah. Let's go, baby. What?
Got it, done it. Now that what was kind of justified. Well done, Davey.
Oh, thank God for that.
It wasn't your cleanest performance.
but it was very enjoyable.
Entertaining, as always.
Well done, Dave.
Good stuff.
It's a girly quiz. With Sculpted by Amy. Let the summer of good skin begin. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies. Let's get quizzy.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins. Fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.